And it is that union of values that the terrorist who attacked us on September 11th, 2001, and on April 15th, 2013, found most threatening. To them, we were a godless country. But in fact, there is no country that protects the core of every faith and philosophy known to humankind, free will, more than the United States of America. And that protection, however, rests upon our constant vigilance. We like to think that the principle of separation of church and state is settled. It is not, and it never will be. It is up to us to guard it fiercely and to ensure that equality under the law means equality under the law for everyone. If you want the freedom to worship as you wish, to speak as you wish, and to marry whom you wish, you must tolerate my freedom to do so or not to do so as well. Now, what I do may offend you. You may find my actions immoral or unjust. But attempting to restrict my freedoms in ways that you would not restrict your own leads only to injustice. We cannot deny others the rights and privileges that we demand for ourselves. And that is true in cities, and it is no less true at universities, where the forces of repression appear to be stronger now, I think, than they have been at any time since the 1950s. When I was growing up, U.S. Senator, yes, you can applaud. When I was growing up, U.S. Senator Joe McCarthy was asking, "Are you now or have you ever been?"